Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Time for the Weekend Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Joining us as always, Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaugh Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delner Hospital. Dr. Wheat, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Nice to have you with us here. So this is the time of year where we all try to make up for all the bad eating that we did over the last month. For the holidays, we try to get back into the gym. We try to, you know, get things back on track again. Where do we start with all of this? Let's say, you know, somebody wants to, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to take off 10 pounds. What's the best way to proceed with a program like that?
So I would start by making sure that you are cleared to exercise from your healthcare provider. Assuming that you are cleared to exercise, I think it's just most important to remember that if you have been doing nothing and want to go to the gym all of a sudden 5 days a week, your body is not going to necessarily love that. Mm. And so start slow. Start by increasing little bits at a time. Your body will thank you for it. And also, it'll be easier to stick with it if you start with little bits at a time rather than going from zero to, let's say, an hour a day.
So what do you recommend for, like, a starting regime? Do you do cardio? You get on the treadmill? Do you get on one of those, bikes? Do you do strength training? What do you think is the best way to start off slowly?
Well, I'm going to say start with whatever is interesting to you, because you're more likely to like something or do something that you like. And so if you're somebody that's like, I really hate going to the gym, but if I can watch TV while I'm doing it, then I'd say do a cardio machine where you can watch something at the same time, whether it's walking around a track or on a treadmill or using a stationary bike or using the elliptical. Any of them are okay. It also then depends on if you have any other aches and pains, because the different ones can let you have different weight on there. I would recommend, though, if you're starting to go to the gym, to not just do cardio, to also make sure you're doing some weight-bearing exercise as well that really helps our bones and helps our muscles stay strong if we're doing that too. So making sure that there's variance to it every day.
Okay, so what do you think? 15 minutes, half an hour of cardio, and then maybe some stretching, some light weights, something like that afterwards?
I mean, if you're starting from zero, that is a great place to start. I even tell people just starting with 10 minutes of walking after their meals, if they've been doing nothing, is a huge impact by allowing the food to digest better and getting that little bit of exercise in. So really starting with what you can reasonably manage and then increasing little by little, maybe 5 minutes every week or two to each session can really help. But yes, absolutely. Stretching in there, getting a little bit of cardio, and then making sure there's resistance, whether that's weights or even just a body weight exercise that is allowing you to put resistance on your body.
Now, is it a good idea to do it every day, or do you work a day, relax a day, let your muscles kind of, you know, come back every other day? What should the frequency be?
Yeah, great question. I would really love to see people trying to get up to 5 days a week if they can. The evidence for cardiovascular health really gets to thinking about 30 minutes five times a week as a good benefit for your heart. So trying to get up to that, but definitely giving yourself time to recover in some of those days. So taking at least 2 days for either very light activity or just recovery completely.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you don't have to, we've been saying, you know, go to the gym. You don't have to do that. I see these programs on TV all the time, and they're on social media of chair exercises, of just things that you can do in your own home. Those are those effective also?
Absolutely. for some people that are like in a desk all day, sometimes taking their 15-minute break or during their lunch hour, taking 10 minutes during that time and doing some exercises even while they're sitting in their desk can really help them start to get moving and also relieve some of those aches and pains that sometimes come from being over a desk all day.
Okay. What about diet and exercise now? I mean, I think we've all probably gone overboard with foods that maybe we don't normally eat or things that we shouldn't have eaten over the last month or so. A lot of it is tradition. You know, it's like it's not a holiday unless I have grandma's chocolate cake, you know, the sort of thing. Where should we be with, getting back on track in terms of diet?
You know, I saw something recently that I really loved, and it said that what you eat for the other 11 months of the year is more important than what you eat in that 1 month of holiday season.
Oh,
so
wow.
Give yourself some grace in that.
Yeah, I love
and then
that.
Thinking about, yeah, and then I love thinking about this in when you're eating, you want to be able to look at your plate and make sure that you're eating a variety of different things. So making sure that there's fruits and vegetables on there, making sure that there's a little bit of carbohydrates, making sure that there's proteins and even some fats. So it's really about, is your plate balancing? And then the hardest thing really is that we just tend to eat too much of what we're eating.
Right.
And so making sure that you're thinking about your portions and maybe even keeping track of it if you're trying to get, if you're trying to reset your diet so that you know what you're eating. Most of us underestimate how many calories we eat every day, and so tracking is one of the good things to help you at least be aware of what you're eating so that you can make changes.
The most success I've ever had with weight loss has been when I kept a food diary, you know, and there are like apps everywhere that you can put on your phone now to keep track of, you know, your calories, your carbs. You don't even have to like write things down anymore. You can just take a picture of the food and it recognizes it, and it puts down what your calories are and what you're taking in. And in doing that, I could see, well, I really splurged on this, so I need to back off on my next meal a little bit. I would, you know, set a goal of how many calories. My doctor told me how many calories I should have per day, and when I followed it, I did have great success with weight loss.
And I think one of the great things about those too is I've seen some people be successful with preloading the bigger meals that they know that they're having in the day. So like if they know they're going out to dinner that day and they're going to have something and it's preloaded, it helps them plan for the rest of the day. So really just about being intentional about what you're eating every day and trying to avoid some of the grazing that many of us do, particularly when those treats are around.
Oh, right. And, it's just an awareness also. You are much more aware of, oh, if I have this, I can't have that. Or, I splurged here. I'm going to back off there. It's just another option, just another option. The 708 area code texts in, I do treadmill 6 days a week. What does Dr. Wheat think about that? I'm going to say that you probably like that.
I love that. I would just say to vary the intensity each day so that your body has a little bit of time to recover. So if you're maybe sometimes you're walking, maybe sometimes you're hiking, maybe sometimes you're running, it's just making sure that there's variance so that your body can get used to different things.
Somebody told me that on a treadmill, it is the incline which is more important than the speed on the treadmill. Is that correct?
Well, when you have incline on the treadmill, it adds more resistance. And so how I was mentioning before, it's important to have some resistance for your body that's good for your bones. That really helps. And so, yes, absolutely. I encourage people to have at least some exercises that have incline with it.
All right. That would be the guilt portion of our segment here today. When we come back from the break, I want to just get an update on how this super flu is going and, are people responding to it? We'll also take as many calls and texts as we can, 312-981-7200. With Dr. Santina Wheat. Dr. Santina Wheat, The Week in Health, 312-981-7200. 800-800-0000 is our phone number. So all we've been hearing about in the news the past week or so is the super influenza, which is going all over the country right now. How are we doing here in the state of Illinois, Dr. Wheat? What kind of numbers are we looking at? Are people responding, or is it still on the upswing?
Unfortunately, it looks like it's still on the upswing. I was pulling up numbers before we got on the phone, and we are definitely seeing rates increase. I think last week when we chatted in Chicagoland, it was around, I want to say it was 13%, and now it's around 25%. So we're definitely seeing a lot of positive flu tests. And we're seeing a lot of people show up into the emergency room with symptoms and finding out that they have the flu. So that's definitely all around. I'm worried that we will continue to see numbers rise as kids go back to school this week, and maybe there will be more spread. So definitely something we're going to have to keep watching for a little bit.
Yeah, if you should come down with symptoms, do you need to go to an emergency room, or can you just hop in bed and, you know, get fluids and like that, you know, and just try to wait it out a little bit?
You know, it really depends on if you have any other medical conditions. So if you are somebody that has bad asthma or other lung disease or has another reason to be immunocompromised, I would recommend seeing your physician. It doesn't have to be in the emergency room if you can get into your own office. To have a conversation about whether you should be on an antiviral as well. And we have seen some people respond fairly well to the antivirals and not have complications. The flu itself, you often don't feel good, but it can proceed to other things. And we, unfortunately, this year have seen flu deaths. And so I do want to make sure that if people are feeling really bad, that they get seen so that we can help treat them.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that feeling, that's for sure. The 847 area code says, can Dr. Wheat talk about the Wegovy pill that is pending release and how she thinks it might impact dieting? The Wegovy pill is a pill version of the injections, which are out right now, of the Ozempics and Mounjaros and all of those, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So what I have seen so far about it is that obesity experts are hopeful that this will be a way to help people who have been successful at their weight loss be able to transition and not necessarily need the injections anymore. And so we now understand that obesity is a chronic medical disease, and so it's something that we often will need to be treating lifelong. And so this will be another option for people to help them maintain the weight loss and the many other benefits that people have seen, like to their hearts, to their ability to sleep, to their kidneys, so many benefits that we've seen, that this will be an option for them as they are doing well and want to transition to something different. So I'm excited to see where this takes us.
It's the same thing as the injection, though, right? I mean, this is just more for people who don't like needles, don't want to do self-injection.
Well, I've seen a little bit of both. So we've always, not always, we have had this class of medications for a while in a pill version. And so this is us transitioning to another option. It could be less, potentially less side effects by having all of it at once. And so it would just be another option. And potentially, like I said, the ability, once you've had the significant weight loss, to transition to something a little bit lighter.
773 area code is asking, what do you think of programs like Weight Watchers for this time of year to lose weight?
You know, I think that weight loss is something that requires a lot of support. It requires the tracking that we already mentioned, changing to your diet, and then having coaching to help you make some of those changes and see what's getting in the way can be really helpful. And that is what something like Weight Watchers and other programs can do. Having that accountability around you is always a great thing when you're trying to change your habits and trying to make positive changes. So if it's something that you like and you like that group format, and that's great. They also generally include the tracking, which I think is important. But it doesn't have to be that specific one. You can also sometimes find them through your doctor's office. And there's other programs out there, so I don't specifically recommend one in particular.
Yeah, I've never done any of those programs at all to lose weight, but I've always felt like at some point you have to come off of that system. And if you just go back to your old ways of eating and your old lifestyle, you're just going to put the weight back on again, right?
That's absolutely true. So it's really about how do you change your lifestyle? How do you change what your eating habits are in general so that you don't go back to it? So you need to find a system that works for you. And since we have seen so many people go up and down, learning that changing how we think about obesity to being a chronic medical condition really has changed that. So knowing that you might need support throughout life to maintain is an important way to look at this and to move forward and to be healthy.
Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delner Hospital. Look forward to talking to you again next week, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great week.